You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing, decluttering your life, whether it's physical or digital. Hello, Shalina.
Hi, Shrek. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm all right. You're very excited for today, aren't you?
I was just trying to add some flair if I have to do most of the talking.
Yeah, this episode is going to be all about Shrek and how amazing he is today. What? I've already been warned.
I gave you no such warning, by the way.
You did.
I just said we want to talk about our phones today.
Yeah, you know why? Go on, tell them. Tell them all. Tell the listeners.
I just want to talk about like our app screens and app clutter, and maybe there are new ways now of dealing with that, especially if you have an iPhone.
And why did you want to talk about this today?
Because it was something that was pending. It changed in September.
And also?
Also, you have too many app screens.
It's also his payback for me talking about his car a few episodes ago. So now he's doing payback today, talking about
payback. This is a public service announcement for listeners who payback. Need help with their... Okay, well, okay. All of this started, or I had this idea because a couple of weeks ago when we were recording.
Yes.
And I just had to flip through your phone to get to the app, realized that you have quite a few screens.
Folders.
With folders. I didn't mean that they were disorganized, just that you had a few screens.
Three screens, several folders, all grouped together because I'd organized it circa 2018.
Right. And it was also triggered when you switched phones, actually, because that was one of the complaints you gave me, which when we were talking about it and you were like, oh, my apps aren't syncing and I have all this, it all organized and in folders and I don't want to redo that, right?
Yes.
And so that's kind of also what triggered the thought in me, because I also upgraded to a new phone last year and I didn't do that. Actually, I actually intentionally started fresh.
Yeah, exactly.
As opposed to like starting... to restoring from a backup and wanting the same thing. I mean, I treated it as a way actually to just nuke the whole thing and start over so that I only brought in apps that I actually cared about. But more from a decluttering point of view. So the difference is now is that I actually only have one home screen and that's it. Some of this has been enabled by what Apple has changed, especially on the iPhone. But Android has some of these things as well.
Right.
And it's just something I was thinking about kind of, you know, going back to finding things quickly, but also organizing things and just the sheer overload of apps. Because sometimes you have to download an app just because, and you need it for like 10 minutes and then you're done with them. That amount of app clutter. And it is actually a little painful to go through your phone every time and delete things that you don't use and all of that. So I want to just kind of talk about that again and also talk about what I've done in terms of getting my phone to where I'm comfortable.
To be honest, I am a creature of habit, even though I do test and try things out, new things, and I'm all up for that. But there are certain things I'm a creature of habit, and yes, my mobile phone screen, there's only three screens and a few folders are a thing. But now, I thinking about it while you're talking about it and showing me yours and being very smug about your one home screen, so smug, did make me think, yeah, I have a lot. But I use so many apps. My phone is my life, which, you know.
Yeah, me too, by the way. I mean, and this is not to say, by the way, that there's a wrong approach and a right approach. That was not the intention at all. It was just kind of showcasing like, hey, here's another way that maybe you can work towards a more or less a cluttered home screen.
Right.
I know you keep yours organized, but I think one of the things that's helped me as well in terms of just like having to scroll through the phone to look for something. So one of the things I noticed is that I was using search a lot.
Okay.
Despite the fact that I had things organized, or at least I had purposes in my screen. So my main screen was all the apps I was using, you know, up front.
Yeah.
And then the second screen would be sort of the second tier of apps, the banking and all of those things that I need every now and then, but I don't want to keep looking at.
Right.
And so kind of distance from the main home screen being kind of where the app's at in terms of its importance, right? But I also found sometimes that because of the way we would put things in folders and stuff like that, sometimes I would forget where the folder was located, or I would forget. Sometimes an app can fit into more than one role, right?
Yeah.
And so what would end up happening is I would just search for the app. It was just faster, it was easier, and so on, right?
Right.
And so when Apple came out with this app library concept, which they introduced in iOS 14 in September, Android has had an app sort of drawer system in it for quite some time as well. It kind of made me just start to rethink how do I organize my phone.
Right.
And one of the big things about the app library is that you now do not need a home screen to contain your app. You can remove it and say, I don't want to see it on my home screen, but it's sitting in the app store.
Yeah, I've seen that option. It says delete or remove from screen.
Correct.
Right.
So when you say remove from screen, it removes it from your home screen, but doesn't it remove the app from your phone. It still sits on your phone.
Right. So then you can still search for it.
Correct.
Immediately.
Correct.
That's actually quite clever.
And the app library, actually, when you go to the app library, it organizes it into like little sort of folders, but these folders contain more apps as well, right? So they do the three more prominent apps of that category,
right,
and then a bunch more. But also, if you swipe down there, you get an alphabetized list of all the apps,
right,
that you can quickly search for. So if you know an app is called, you know, if you know the starting letter of an app, which you typically do, you can quickly get to the app, even looking through that list as opposed to searching.
That's clever.
Yeah. So that's...
Why didn't I know about this before?
Well, that's why we're talking about it. So that is actually the real reason why we're talking about it, not because I wanted to be smug.
7 months later, he is being smug.
But anyway, so that's one of the things where I was like, actually, why am I, you know, intending to put this on a home screen? Why am I intending to put it somewhere?
Yeah.
When it can just sit there and I'll bring it up when I need it.
Right, okay.
So that was step one in terms of me saying, okay, I'm just going to go through the 3-4 home screens that I have and say, these are apps... Which, by the way, so Apple and Android, they have this thing where, you know, if you don't use an app for a long time, you have the option to kind of just renegade it to, like, the cloud.
Yeah, so mine disappears within a certain amount of time. Correct. And I know that because every so often then I have to download it again.
Yeah, and I started noticing there were certain apps I just didn't end up downloading again, right, because I didn't have much use for it, or I'd stop using the service or whatever it was.
Or they just, I mean, like, we've talked about it before when we've talked about apps. There's certain ones like the RTA one that we have here.
Yeah.
They've had so many different versions of an app. There's one now that's lasted for a few years now, but before there was like a different one for
and
different things.
And they would keep
things.
Rolling out a new one. Yeah.
Instead of just updating one. So we've had about, I mean, must be about 10 apps that we've had to delete.
Yeah.
And it'll still be on your list. If you do look, which I do, on my, because I've downloaded so many hundreds of apps over the years,
yeah,
it's still there. They don't remove it completely from the library, you know, so it'll still be on that list of, this is what you downloaded.
Yeah, in your iCloud account, you mean? Yeah. Yes, yeah, yeah. It's still always there.
Yeah,
that's correct. Yeah.
Which is annoying. Which it should, if they're obsolete, they don't exist anymore. It should be removed completely from that.
Yeah, if the developer who runs the apps, in this case, we were talking about RTA, but if the developer removes the app from the App Store, then it goes away. But if they don't, it'll always show up as something that this is available, because it's Apple, from Apple's point of view. It's like, well, it's available. If you want it again, it's there for you.
That's so silly, isn't it?
Yeah, that's just how that system is at the moment. Right.
So anyway, back to us.
So that was the first step of kind of reducing the number of home screens. And I started realizing actually that when I started doing that, because I knew that the app wouldn't be in a home screen,
right,
I just started defaulting to search and I started living off that first screen because I just didn't need it.
Right, you know,
so that's kind of what...
So people could do one. That, like, yes. So sit on, do the Netflix and mini declutter,
yeah,
which we love recommending every week. You sit in front of the screen, watch one of your TV shows, or Call My Agent was very good, by the way, and or movies, and yeah, then sit there and go through the folders and remove from the screen the apps that are not used every day.
The nice thing was doing that process, actually made me rethink it, because what it does when you hit the X is it tells you, do you want to just remove from the home screen or remove from your phone?
Right.
And I kind of remade some of those decisions. And I was like, actually, you know what? I don't remember the last time I opened this app. Why am I even moving to the home screen? Let's just get rid of it.
Yeah.
And I deleted the app. And I'm like, as you just mentioned, we can always download it again. So it's not like end of the world. But but for apps where I was like, man, I haven't used this app in so long now.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, I had one of my old bank apps on my phone. And I moved it from phone to phone. I don't even have a bank account with them anymore.
Yeah,
the
so that's
still there,
to go.
Right? So I was like, why don't I even need to move it to the home screen? I'm just going to delete it altogether.
Yeah, so this is a good point to, like, this is a good chance for you to delete apps you're not even using at all.
Correct.
My only concern, which while you're talking, is thinking about, so I have a folder just for UK apps. So I have one called, and I have emoticons for all my folders. I'm cool like that. So mine has like travel. So I have like an underground train. I mean, obviously, those apps are only used when I go there. And, you know, I have limited amount of data to download apps if I'm in the middle of London, unless I found somewhere with Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And so it's a pain to then delete the apps that you need. So that and to wonder what apps I should have downloaded.
No, I agree. And I think that there is, this is, I think the hybrid case may work better. So if you have a use case like that, I would absolutely say leave that folder in there with the app, so they're all in one place and you can quickly download them before you fly out or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So it doesn't apply to that, but this is more about the apps that you're using regularly, but you don't need necessarily a home screen to launch them.
Yeah.
You know, just renegade them to the app library and then you can search for them quickly. And again, honestly, and this is, by the way, this is the same thing with me and email as well, right? I live in search because it's just like hunting for something and remembering spatially where I put it and all of that is just a cognitive load I don't want anymore. So the idea is, if you go back even to like, I want to find it like that. I want to find it in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I know the name of the app. I'm just going to start typing the first couple of letters and invariably it gets it right.
Yeah.
I don't even have to land up typing the whole thing. So that's step one. The other thing that Apple introduces is the widgets concept, right? And the idea that you can front some information about an app or information within an app on a screen.
Right.
And I was very, I was intrigued by it in terms of how they implemented it. I know Android has had something like that, so please don't send me messages. I know it does exist. That they've had.
Do people send you messages about our talk about?
Well, when you get into this category, you get into this kind of like, yeah, but you know, this is, and I'm like, yeah, I get it. It's fine. let's just talk about this thing, right?
Go on.
You know, the things us geeks have to deal with. but the point is, so that was another thing that I wanted to start using. Now, apps take, I mean, the widgets take up a lot more space than an app, right? So
what are these widgets? Explain it to us lay people that don't understand this thing.
So basically, they're a way to showcase information from within an app without having to launch it, right? So it's a little, so for example,
right.
A calendar is a good example. So before, you had a calendar app that sat there, and if you wanted to just quickly look at the calendar, days of the week, whatever, you would have to launch it and then see the calendar view.
Right.
Now the calendar widget is a...
I thought you were saying ridges. Yes, the widget is amazing.
A 2x2 or a 4x4 screen that says, here's your calendar. You just look at your home screen and right there. And actually, the calendar is something I use all the time. I have actually the first two lines of my first home screen is actually a calendar.
You have it on your home screen? Because I have to do it that I have to flip... left to right.
No, so in iOS 14, you now can load up widgets on your home screen wherever you want them.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's one of the new things that came up as well. It's a super easy implementation too, by the way. Now, if you want to get into that edit mode, you tap anywhere on your home screen.
Right.
And it immediately launches the edit mode of the home screen. And then you hit a plus, and then it shows you all the widgets you have based on the apps you have downloaded. And then you can bring up different size widgets based on the information you want to showcase.
Once again, he didn't tell me this. This has been since September. And I have an iPhone.
We actually had quite a long chat about widgets, but let's not go there now.
I'm so hurt. Anyway.
But yeah, so that was the other thing as well, as kind of finding that balance. But one of the things that I found super useful is Apple introduced a Siri widget.
Right.
As in an AI-based widget for apps.
Right.
So it gives you two rows of apps. You can do a smaller one, but I'm using two rows of apps. So that's essentially 8 apps. But that Siri... decides what app to show up in that tray based on time of day, my usage, etc.
Oh.
Right. And initially it was a bit, it wasn't great because it was kind of like, I don't want to see this app. Why are you showing it to me right now? But actually once I started using it and it started gaining the intelligence of what I was doing,
right.
It's done an amazing job of showing me. Don't even have to search very often because the app that I want in that moment is actually already sitting there on the home screen.
That's actually quite cool.
Yeah, it's very useful, and which has actually led me to delete all the apps away. The only app I have on my home screen now that's a physical app that I have put in is my Photos app because I want to look at my photos pretty often.
Right.
Because actually even for the work I do, I have a lot of photos that I have to skim through because sometimes we've taken videos in a recording and stuff like that, and I want to get to them quickly. So I have, that's the only app that I've put in on the home screen. Everything else is Siri suggested.
Wow.
For the most part, you know, if you think of like a messaging app, generally when there's a WhatsApp message and stuff, Siri brings it up to the front screen.
Right.
But anyway, with WhatsApp and stuff, you kind of go off the notification screen anyway. So if you think about it in terms of your interaction, if you're in a messaging app like WhatsApp, or if you're not into WhatsApp and Signal and Telegram, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
If you notice, what happens is you get an alert, you tap the alert, you go. You actually don't even look at your home screen in the way there. So why is the app on your home screen?
When you want to start a new message, you have to go to that app.
But you can search, right? So
right.
What I mean is that actually there are a lot of interactions we do because in the way my WhatsApp goes off is even when I want to go into WhatsApp to do something, I already have a message of WhatsApp sitting somewhere in my notification because by the time I use it again. Yeah. But also, again, Siri just keep WhatsApp pretty much in my 8 all the time because I use it a lot, right? The other interesting thing. So, for example, we were talking last week about like the Carrefour app,
yeah,
right, which I use because I need to get my rewards points, yeah, and whatever. Is that now it knows that when I'm at this location, it means I'm at Carrefour, so it fronts up the Carrefour app.
Yeah, what I did find yesterday. So I have an app called Keyring, which has all the cards, the loyalty cards.
Yes.
So my IKEA card is in there. And when I was standing in the queue waiting for ages, and I went onto that app to get my, you know, you get up. There's two cards we have to always show at IKEA, which is a pain.
Right.
Now they ask for your number, which your mobile number, which is great. But usually I just have the cards ready. And I opened it up and it said, click on switch for location. So as soon as you get to IKEA,
correct,
it will know, yeah, and it will open that app up for you and tell you, do you want us to open the app for you? And I'm like, oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so there's a lot of work that's been going on in the background over a couple of years, allowing app developers to interface with Siri and tell them when you're using an app and where you're using it. So then, yeah, Siri can be like, oh, okay, I'm aware now. I'll bring it up to you.
Yeah.
And then if you use this widget on your home screen, or, I mean, by the way, this doesn't need to be your main home screen. You can put it on your second screen. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But because Siri is aware that you launched this app at this location for that location's purpose, and you don't actually open the app ever again, which is true.
Yeah.
It knows. So the moment I start walking, when I get close to Carrefour, when I'm walking to that, and I pull out my phone and unlock it, the Map app is sitting on my home screen already in, yeah, that little drawer.
Is yours logged in? Because mine's always not logged in, and I can never remember the password.
No, it happened to me when I, after one of the updates that came in, it stopped doing that. So,
oh, it's a pain.
Yeah.
And then I have to go to another app.
Remember exactly.
Do you get my passwords? Yeah. I have an app like, what, which one has got one passwords? Very good app for passwords, because I have so many and I can't remember any of them.
I use the iCloud built-in one, but same concept.
Yeah.
So now, essentially, coming back to this, is my home screen is essentially a calendar widget at the top. I have my exercise widget, which shows me the same thing that shows me on my watch, which is where I am during the day.
Right.
My photos app and these two rows of Siri apps, and that's it. And I have nothing else.
Right.
You still have the drawer at the bottom, so I keep my email app there and stuff, which is the app I need to get to. So I still have those options. But the idea is that actually I live on this one screen now.
Yep.
I rarely even look at my app library, quite honestly, because Siri is pretty good at getting me the app I need.
Right.
Siri is also, and there's also an option, by the way, which I discovered just accidentally, is if you, in that tray, if you press and hold an app, it'll actually tell you, don't suggest this app anymore. And it just turns it off. So it's great because there are a couple of apps that I was like, I use them, but I don't want Siri to front them for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Like email was one, I think. And
right.
There's one other one that I can't remember now. I think it was the phone or whatever. And I'm like, well, I have that in my tray. I don't want Siri to show
you. You don't need to be shown. Yeah.
So I just say, stop suggesting this one, stop suggesting this one. So it takes a couple of weeks of it just learning it.
Okay. I was going to ask, how long does this take to set up?
I started noticing that it was already giving me the apps I wanted very quickly, like a couple of days in.
Right.
Because again, it just picks up your behavior and we use our phones a lot.
Yeah.
But the other stuff where it fronted one that I was like, why is this here, and turned it off, I mean, that comes up when it comes up. But I don't think I've had to do that beyond a couple of weeks.
Right.
You know? Okay. And it wasn't that frequent. I had to do it for like two apps and then that was it.
Okay. But then people have to bear in mind that there is things that you have to do at the beginning to get it to that moment, like to get it to that sweet spot. So, you know, do the mini declutter, do the mini organize in front of the TV or in bed. No, not in bed. No, we shouldn't suggest that because you need to be calm before you go to bed.
Should ideally not use your phone in bed.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've had a podcast about that episode. Anyway, but yeah, do that. But then, you know, give it a bit of have a bit of patience. As it's like building a habit. So this is Siri building a habit or the phone building a habit. Okay. And we always say to build a habit, it takes up to 30 days. So this
one doesn't take that long.
Yeah. But let's give it about 30 days just because it depends how much you use the phone as well. I mean, we use it a lot.
I think if you're someone that is thinking about how to declutter your phone, you're using your phone quite a lot. Obviously, I think you're already feeling it.
Yeah.
You're feeling that. I don't want to say anxiety may not be the best word because I know, although notifications do create anxiety, but I mean just that cognitive overload of like you flip through the phone, yeah, like two or three times and you just see all these apps and you're like, man, I still have the same number of apps that I did on my old phone. It's just I don't see them anymore. They're,
yeah,
sitting in the drawer. I know they're available to me. I do have this option where it does offload the app,
right,
sometimes. So, and I've run into that where I've looked for the app and then it has to download it and I waited a little bit and that's,
yeah,
fine. But it doesn't happen often enough because the apps that it actually puts away So if you ignore the travel use case that you're talking about, the apps, it tends to put away our apps I haven't used in a long time and stuff. And invariably, I don't actually need those apps very often.
Yeah, it's very rare. I mean, there was one app the other day. I got an email saying, oh, there's something up and you have to go on the app. And I went, I didn't even know what the app was.
Yeah.
I had to download it. I went, oh. And then obviously find the password because I couldn't remember. Right. But yeah, you're right. It a lot of it, the removing it completely from your phone thing has been great because there's been a lot removed. And I have been sitting in front of my TV going through and removing a lot of apps as well. But I think this will be good. I'm going to try this out and see how it goes.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, like I said, I've felt really, I mean, I do use my phone a lot. I mean, I have turned off notifications for a lot of things, but I do have that. And so for me, this has been great because, again, I live in search, so I'm very comfortable just pulling wherever I am down quickly to starting to type the app. By the way, there are serious suggestions there too sometimes, right? So when you start searching, it already knows that you're probably going to search for this. Here you go.
Yeah.
So it does show up in that search window as well. So again, the point is I find myself not having to try very hard to get to the app I need to get to and yet having a fairly decluttered home screen.
Learned from the greatest.
Yeah. but that's the idea.
Yes. But anyway, so if other people are have done it, it would be great to hear your feedback and how it worked for you, whether you have Apple or Android. Leave comments in the comment box wherever, whether it's a podcast player or on YouTube or on my blog. It would be great to hear from you. It would also be amazing if you are listening. I know this is a bit shameless, but it would be lovely if you could leave a review or even just click on the stars and say, love this show, so that the more stars we get, the more people who see it, isn't it? So it would be amazing. Like if I know you're listening and we're really grateful that you do listen. There's so many of you out there around the world listening. Would appreciate it if you just put a few stars onto the thing on the podcast player. That would be lovely.
And the other thing you can do both or either or, is you can share it with a friend.
Yes.
You say, hey, I really like the show. You should check it out. Or I really like this particular episode. You would find it useful. That always helps.
Yeah. Please, that would be great. I really would appreciate it. And if you do need any help and you're in the Middle East region or even global, and I can help you virtually as well. So just get in touch at www.decluttermeme.com and we will get in touch with you within a few hours. All right.
See you next week.
All right. Take care. Bye.